I'm Jason Gay. Next week on Only a Game, Curtis Granderson was ready to quit baseball when he got called up to the bigs. 16 years later, he's still there. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Jason.
The NFL season, it's underway. The Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears kicked off the season on Thursday. Final score, 10-3 Packers. Scintillating. How to start the 2019 campaign with a bang, huh?
Thursday night football just stinks. The excuse during the season is that, you know, you play on Sunday, then you have to play again on Thursday. This was the first game of the year, and it was a terrible game.
Yeah.
Thursday night football is a bad idea.
Well, it was on brand for Thursday night football, I guess.
It was definitely on brand, yes.
Isn't this game supposed to feature, like, the defending Super Bowl champ? What's the deal?
Well, as we are all going to be informed relentlessly over the next 6 months or so, this is the 100th anniversary of the National Football League. It's actually the 99th anniversary, but it's the 100th season. Go figure that. And they needed, you know, two foundational franchises, I guess, and there aren't two more foundational franchises than the Bears and the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, Packers and Bears, I get it. You know, it's a great traditional rivalry, but didn't it peak in, like, 1949?
Well, no, I think it probably was supposed to peak this year because the Bears are considered a Super Bowl contender, as are the Packers. But it certainly didn't peak on Thursday night.
Meanwhile, Charlie, the Dallas Cowboys have signed star running back Ezekiel Elliott to a 6-year, $90 million contract on Wednesday, which I believe has like a $50 million guarantee. Elliott has held out the entire preseason. Is this going to change the way that marquee players negotiate contracts in the future?
Well, I think you pretty much have to be an Ezekiel Elliott to pull this one off. He says that he got his $90 million extension because, quote, I believe I'm the best. He may well be. And he had them over a barrel and they knew it. He makes Dak Prescott so much better when he's in the lineup that the Cowboys really had no choice. You know, I guess Jerry Jones had to sell off a natural gas well or something for it.
Now, getting him back in Dallas, does this change at all your forecast of the balance of power in the NFC?
Well, it certainly changes the forecast of the balance of power in the NFC East. The Cowboys became a serious, serious threat.
LeBron James, meanwhile, has put considerable weight behind proposed California legislation that would prohibit California schools from rescinding scholarships and eligibility from athletes who make money off their own celebrity. This is the whole name and likeness thing, Charlie. Will LeBron's assist help pass this fair pay-to-play bill?
LeBron has enough clout to change this particular dynamic. The NCAA's position on outside income is even more indefensible than their position on paying the athletes a straight stipend or salary. There is absolutely no reason why the NCAA should be able to use someone's face and likeness to make money for itself without cutting them in on the profits. I mean, it's absurd. Now, LeBron, you know, has many avenues of complaint at his disposal. I think it's possible that he will change the dynamic within the legislature on this.
How interesting it is for a guy who did not play college basketball to become sort of a heavyweight in this whole conversation.
Well, there's no question that he has ambitions after his playing career is over to be a force both inside and outside the arena. I've said for years that I think he's going to wind up being a commissioner of the NBA, and I still believe that.
Mm. You don't think it's going to be Dwight Howard?
I don't think it's going to be DeMarcus Cousins either.
Now, this might come as a shock to you, Charlie, but New Orleans Pelican Lonzo Ball has come forward and admitted that the $500 big baller brand ZO2 shoes that he and his father LeVar peddled, they weren't so great. In fact, Lonzo says multiple pairs of big baller shoes fell apart during games, and that might be one reason he struggled early in his career. Charlie, I know you're wearing some big ballers right now, but are you surprised by this?
No, not at all. I'm not surprised at anything that the paterfamilias of the Ball family would be involved in would blow up, literally, you know, under his son's own feet. I like the way Lonzo plays. I think he's going to have a good year. But my Lord, you can't have shoes exploding on you. If he lost four of them, then something's gone wrong in production.
Meanwhile, the Vuelta a España cycling race is underway in Spain, and an aerial shot from the bike race's helicopter led to a police raid. What did the helicopter unmask?
The guys were growing weed on their roofs. They had literal plantations on their roofs. That stinks. You should be able to enjoy a sporting event from a lounge chair in your marijuana plantation without having the, you know, the whirly pig come over and rat you out to the local police.
This is like being narked out by the Goodyear blimp or something.
It's exactly
like that.
What it is. It's exactly what it is. It's like it's like a really embarrassing remake of that Black Sunday movie where the sniper rides the blimp into the Super Bowl.
And finally, Charlie, I made my case earlier in the program for Cleveland Browns fans and pundits to maybe calm down a little bit about the team's prospects this year. But maybe that advice came too late for one Ohio car dealership. What do you think?
Yeah, they've produced, there's a Kia Stinger now with a Browns theme, meaning it's an incredibly garish orange with a brown stripe going down the middle of it. I'm going to wait and see until maybe mid-season before I safely ride in one of these things, because you just know that something unbelievable, something that has never happened to an automobile in the history of automotives is going to happen to this car.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Jason.
Friends, you may be aware that Taylor Swift has a new album that's available on Spotify. You know what else is available on Spotify? The Only a Game podcast. Please subscribe and do your part to help us catch up to Taylor's 42 million monthly listens.